Blog Talk Radio.
Gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it?
Gather round. Welcome to A to Z's Positive Male Response Show. We are live, even on Facebook tonight. We're here to talk about, we've been talking about our black kings being murdered, slaughtered, massacred. So now what? Listeners, I need you to call in and comment about what you really feel should be happening. It's time for action. Call us tonight at 516-595-8311. We know it's a late night show, but many of you all are still up. So check it out. I got a young lady in here with me in the studio, Miss Ariana Hamilton, high school graduate, about to attend college. She got something to say tonight. So you all need to be listening. If you got your teams up, gather them around. Because it's about to go down. So tonight, we celebrate the life and legacy of Ernest Dayes Barnett. Yep, we in there. We celebrate the lives of so many of our black males who have passed away at the hands of racist cops. So maybe if we just keep it clear like that, then you won't be calling and you won't be posting saying, my aunt, my uncle, my mom, my dad, my cousin, my brother is a law enforcement officer, and they're not dirty. Common sense will let you know, first and foremost, that we're not talking about them. If they're not killing black men, shooting them down, dirty, look, we shouldn't even have to explain ourselves. And I'm not going to keep explaining myself, because I have a nephew that's a cop. I had a cousin that is a retired police officer. My son's father is a police officer. If they think I'm talking about them, then guess what? They must be racist too. Thank you, Venetia and JT, for joining us. Gather them around. We've been talking about this thing. Our men are dying. They're being killed at the hand of law enforcement officers who don't care anything about the black lives. They don't understand the concept that black lives do matter. They have an issue because we're talking about black lives matter. They want to say all lives matter. Well, if that was true, why are you killing only black men? Some without weapons. But here's the thing. You're a law enforcement officer. Why are you not trying to stop, apprehend, dissolve the situation, but instead you decide we just need to be dead. We don't need our men to be on the face of the earth. Check it out. I was watching a video today about a white man with a hatchet. Oh my goodness. I'm like tripping because he holding a hatchet if it's going at two white police officers. Are you kidding me? They never draw their weapon to shoot him. He iffed at him, backed up, ran around, played around. They tased him. He ain't even go down to the ground. He yelled and kept moving and then took off his shirt and walked away. And they let him. Now, come on. Viewers, listeners, are you with me? 516-595-8311. If that had been a black man, come on, y'all, how you think that would have turned out? Look, we've seen the killings. We've seen the murders. We've seen the slaughters. We've seen the massacres. We've seen it all. And our men are dying. okay, from Trayvon Martin to Zayas Barnett to Eric Garner, we've seen all of them at the hands of racist, dirty cops. But then what's so bad, y'all, is not only are we seeing this, but we're also seeing them get away with it, not doing no kind of time, getting a slap on the wrist. So, okay, we've talked about it, we've walked about it, we've marched about it. As we gather around, what are we going to do about it? Granted, last night, as I told my listeners, it's almost to the point that we're about to go to war in the United States of America, where it's going to be civilians, citizens against the police. And what happened last night is definitely an unfortunate, especially if it was officers who are not racist, who are not dirty cops. However, I don't know about the 5, 4, 3 because the number keep changing on me. But it is an unfortunate. The problem is, this is the result when there is no recourse. This is the result when no responsibility is put on the hands of those who are killing. And must I repeat, I don't want to hear your mess about the great folks. Because when JoJo killed Michael, JoJo ass get locked up. But when Officer Michael killed JoJo, he get administrative leave with pay. This thing is serious, y'all. So what happens is people begin to get frustrated, aggravated, upset, mad, and pissed off. I love the Lord with all my heart, but I'm still a woman, born of a woman, flesh. I still have a flesh that is sinful. It came here sinful. Though it is denied some of the things that it desired to do because of my relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it does not mean that I'm sinless. I'm only saved by grace. So for all of you who want to act like you don't have a thought of what should I or could I or might want to do, I'll help you out tonight. When my son was murdered and I found out that 2 policemen shot him down and I spoke to each one who was there that was connected to my son and got their stories, the first thing came to my mind is retaliation. One of your kids gonna have to die so you could feel what I'm feeling. And he wasn't even dead yet. But because of the Holy Spirit that lies in me, I had to be reminded that I don't live that life, that this battle is not mine, and that's not how I have to fight. Now, there are times where God will send us to war, but that wasn't the war for me. So let me be clear. When I saw the video the other day of Alton Sterling, and I hope I got his name right and apologize for if I didn't. But when I saw the video, I saw my son. I got real angry and I said, this got to stop. They keep killing from Trayvon, and there are plenty before that, but it seemed like it just became obsessed. Trayvon, Zayas, There's so many names that are not in the public eye, just like my son. So it's way more than in Eric Garner, and it's way more than those that we even know. I was so angry that I felt like this time they pull me over, they reach, I'm reaching. And I had to cry out, God, I know this is not your way. So I'm going to need you to speak to me and call me and get me back in the right place. So I bring this to your attention, listeners, because you have to understand that everybody is not mature. Their mind is not in the right place like mine may be. Many wondered how I let it work silently trying to get justice, quietly trying to get justice, and still all they got was a slap on the wrist. I don't know who pulled the trigger for sure on the police officers in Dallas. But if it was the young man in the uniform, he had fought over there in Afghanistan. Do we really know what kind of mindset he had? So you come from a place of war to find out you come back to your home and they're murdering you. See, I thought my son's life would have been taken over in Iraq. He fought in the war of Iraq for us. But yet he come back to the United States and his life taken by the blue and the black who's supposed to serve us, protect us. So before you go pointing and making all kind of comments, be very careful and use your intellect to observe this thing. Because there are many who mind is not controlled by God right now. There are many who are not at a level to cry out, Lord, I don't want to do it this way, even though my flesh is yearning to do it this way. There are many because they're sick and tired just like you and I. And prayer without action is not the key. So what do we do? I'm thankful to the mayor who stood out, who said this is a race issue. I'm thankful to the police officer who took a stand and risked maybe losing her job and risked losing some friends on the force. But when her son had to bring it to her and show her, I'm sure in his mind was like mine, you cannot possibly think this is right. So she had to take a stand, and she made the right choice, because sometimes we have to sacrifice and give up some things. It may be losing a position. It may be losing some friends. But when you stand for what's right, you got to let some people go who stand for what's wrong. I'm thankful for the VA educating us on how the system really works against us. I think she's retired, but we thank her because she gonna get some backlash too. I'm even thankful for the white Caucasian lady who got on social media and read her thoughts going all the way back in history with facts, because she's sick and tired, who took a stand and said, I know I'm gonna lose some friends and some family members. I hope I don't, but I'm sure she will. I'm thankful for them taking a stand. I'm thankful to many who went out to rallies and marches. I'm thankful that when I went out tonight with my niece, even though we caught the end, that there were many Caucasians in the city of New Orleans, many of them coming from out there, many of them standing together hand in hand with black and white, black men and women. So I thank you all for taking a stand and looking at this situation for what it really is. Not just these two that just happened, but all the ones that have been lost at the hands of injustice. I'm thankful that America now is waking up. And what we need is for black people to wake up. Stop making those false accusations because you think you're on top of the hill and you think you live in the best neighborhood and nothing's going to happen to you and your son, DeRice. Now we need Black America to wake up and stand together, just like we had many Caucasians and other races to come and stand with us tonight in the city of New Orleans. So now what do? It's time for action. The mayor stated, Dariah, sorry guys, I'm trying to get another charger so that our live footage won't go out. And call us if you're listening. Please dial in if you have comments at 516-595-8311. It's time for us to take action. It's time for the laws to be changed. It cannot be shoot to kill anymore because the law doesn't work for us across the board. And we don't want to shoot to kill white boys either, white men either. What we want you to do is stop killing Black men. Don't start killing white to try to justify and say across the board shoot to kill. Let's just change the law and let's try to apprehend. Let's try to calm the situation. And we know there are some instances where you may have to use deadly force, but every situation you don't. Because if you had got an opportunity to just let Ernest S. Barnett go down to the ground like he was surrendering because you ran up on him, if you had held back your bullets and let him lay there, many of the followers on social media tonight will tell you, you would have met a friend, you would have met a brother who would be there and support you, who you could call in the midnight hour. You would have met a brother who, when you was out drunk, called and said, hey, me and my girlfriend's out here drinking, or my guy friends, who would have got up and came and picked you up. You would have met someone different than what you assumed he was. Thank you. We have a caller. We're going to bring her on, bring him or her on. Caller, thank you for calling in. Please state your name and your occupation.
Hello, my name is Eulalia Hall, and I'm the compliance officer for Justice from A to Z.
Welcome, Miss Eulalia Hall. We have one of A to Z's officers on the line. She's the compliance officer for Justice from A to Z. We thank you for calling in tonight. We know this is a late night show, but guess what? Some of us couldn't sleep anyway, right, y'all? We got a live feed here for Facebook, Ms. Eulalia, and right now I'm posing the question. We've talked about it, we've marched about it, we've rallied about it, and now what do we do? And I'm believing it's a time for action. We have people who have spoken out now, mayors, police officers, fire chief, firemen, DAs, and even a Caucasian woman blast social media and blast her people about the injustice that have been plaguing us for so many centuries. So what are your thoughts about this? Where do we go from here, Ms. Hall?
Well, we definitely have to keep on making a stand. We have to get out in the streets. We have to make them listen so they can change these laws. Like, it can't be like it's been in the past. It has to be, you know, you don't have to shoot somebody to kill them. You only have to shoot somebody so they're not stopping, you can just shoot them one time, which that could kill them too, but you don't have to shoot them repeatedly over and over again. And if you're a trained police officer, you had to qualify at the range. So I'm sure that you know how to shoot other parts of their body.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So what do you think about the laws, Ms. Hall? What you say we need to change the laws. What type of laws are you talking about?
Well, not necessarily the laws, but I'm saying like the police, their code or however they're trained, that needs to be reevaluated. It does. It's just shooting to kill has got to go. There has to be a way. And I get it. Like, I've had police officers in my family, you know, as well. And, you know, it's a dangerous job. But, and then, if you're that nervous at work that you got to pull your gun, that you, you know, you think somebody's going to do something to you all the time, you might need another occupation as well.
Exactly. As Ms. Hall just said, you know, this procedure of shoot to kill has to change. If you feel that you need to, you know, when you pull your gun out on a black man, that you have to kill him, then you should change your profession. Because honestly, I don't even understand how they sleep at night. I really don't understand. You know, and even before, well, you know, I've been saved since I was 16, but that don't mean I was living right, okay? Even before I had a relationship with the Lord like I have now, when I done something to somebody wrong and they ain't do nothing to me, that bothered me. It bothered me when I was sinning, okay, knowing that I wasn't supposed to be laid up with somebody. That bothered me. So I don't understand how you just can murder a man unless you're heartless, unless you're wicked, and not have any remorse. I don't understand how they sleep at night, how they justify that unless they are racist, white supremacist, evil, and wicked. There's no way you're going to tell me that you shooting black men and you really believe it's okay, that every incident. I mean, even if you got off, I don't understand how you don't come out. I don't get it. So somebody help me. And like I said, we have a guest here, 18-year-old young lady. We want to ask her just to share her thought with us, just a little bit about how do you feel? Are you afraid? Are you afraid for your brothers? What do you feel right now about this whole situation? I mean, and this is familiar to you because your cousin was murdered.
I just feel like you got to have faith in God.
And you think that's all going to work for us?
If you believe in him, it's going to work, but...
But you think Zayas didn't believe?
He believed, but I don't know. It's just a cold world.
Exactly. It is a cold world. And we do have to have faith. But faith is not the only thing. I mean, we have to have faith even until death. That's the key. So when my son was murdered, I did say this to young people. I said, look, some of us have to die a martyr. Some of us will die at the hands of the enemy because we stand for what's right. Because there are people over in other countries who are murdered just for saying they're Christian. And this has been going on since the Bible days. Okay? If you didn't bow down to the king, you know, put in the lion's den. I mean, I could go on and on with stories, but that's true. But that does not mean that we cannot and we should not take some type of action. Callers, look, if you're listening, call in with your comments. We're live tonight. We're talking about this mass injustice that's going around where black men are being murdered, but white men are having the opportunity to live when they're pulled over. So let's go to the next thing, Ms. Hall, our live caller. So now we got our young black men, our daddies, uncles, cousins, sons. They're wondering, so when they get pulled over, you know, I just not reach for nothing. Like, okay, so now you're saying, okay, officer, it's in my glove compartment. Can you get, you know, or what are we going to get? Oh, you being a smart ass? Okay. So I made a suggestion today at work. I'm passing it out to everybody. Go get you a lanyard. You know, a lanyard, a little thing, go around your neck. I'm going to need you to put your license on there. If you got a license to carry, I'm going to need you to clip them on there. And when you get pulled over, I'm going to need you to put your hands out the window, everybody in the car, and turn the window so the officer could just tell him everything is on my neck. Okay? Now, does that mean a racist cop not going to kill you? No, it doesn't. But it means that we're just going to take another extra precaution until this thing is done, until they start locking these racists. I'm calling them racists because you killing black men, but you're not killing white men like this, okay? Dirty cops, okay? Those who are doing this injustice until they start making them responsible and paying for their actions. If Jimmy could go to jail for shooting Mike, black on black that y'all want to keep talking about, then guess what? Officer Mike need to go to jail for shooting Jimmy in cold blood. Hey, look at this. Obsessive force. Yes. Mayors, governors, senators, president of the United States, everybody, leaders all over the world, United States of America. We need to get this thing changed because there are many cops out there. It is a judgment call, but there are many cops out there who just not pulling the trigger and unloading their gun on us, okay? And so this thing got to be turned around. This thing is plaguing America. We are hurting, and the thing is, not just blacks are hurting. There are some good, nobody's good. Jesus said so. God said ain't nobody good but his son, okay? So let me rephrase that. There are some legitimate people, integrity, doing the right thing of all races who say these. I can't say I know what you're feeling, but I'm hurting because I know that this is wrong. It's the same thing like you, Eulalia. You can't feel my pain for losing my son, but yet you feel a pain for your friend who lost a son. So we're hurting. We're in a bad, bad place right about now, okay? And I'm only person I'm holding responsible is those who are doing this injustice. And then those who have the ability to help us bring about a change and not doing it. I don't want to hear nothing about black on black. I don't want to hear nothing about all lives matter. I want to hear us come to the round table and get some laws changed, get some policies and procedures changed. I want the blue and the black. I want justice to stand like it should be. I want it to be fair across the board. I want us to counteract and hope to keep a man, a boy, a woman, a girl alive where they have an opportunity to rehabilitate themselves, to become a different person. Every situation does not deserve for a person to die. Ms. Hall, what are your thoughts right now? What's going through your mind? Because I know you have a son. What is going through your mind right now with all of this tragedy, all of this that's hurting and tearing us apart? What is going through your mind when your son has to leave the house?
You know, I don't want him to leave the house, really, but that's not being realistic. you know, like just walking to the store or, you know, going somewhere with friends, there's a chance that something could happen. You know, just being out and about, just because he's a young black man, a young, a few, three young black men hanging out, walking around, can be, you know, harassed by the police, but three young white boys, they're not going to harass them most times.
So do you hear it? Live viewers.
Careful when he's out, you know.
This woman
sure
is saying she is afraid for her son to even go to the store, but she know that's not realistic. And this is what's being said. Young men are right now in a state of confusion. We're talking about young men who are not giving any, their parents, they're not causing problems. Look, they're afraid. Look, I'm catching the bus in the streetcar to get to work, okay? And the whole thing is, standing out there, young men are saying, bro, look, I got to go to work, man. One guy is catching the bus because he don't even want to drive. He don't want to get stopped. But they're saying, look, we're afraid to get stopped just walking, like, we don't know what to do. We cannot have our young boys walking around here afraid to be normal, afraid to just go out the house and going to do whatever it is they were going to do. But now they're so, I mean, we got to be conscious of things, but now the consciousness has gotten them into a state of confusion because they are afraid. They're troubled. They don't know what to do. Okay? So, once again, I want to thank those who stood up and took and spoke out at the risk of losing your job, at the risk of losing friends and family members, because that's what it has to take. We have to take the risk. We have to take a risk. We have to say, you know what? If standing for right means that I'm going to lose some things, then I'll lose them. See, that's where I'm at. Because if standing for what's right means that I'm going to lose my life, then I'll lose my life by standing for what's right. But I will not die closed mouth, didn't take a stand, didn't have a voice, didn't acknowledge right from wrong. Because when you do that, you're a part of the problem. Sometimes we have to make a major sacrifice. We have to make a major sacrifice.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like when, I know my parents marched in the 60s for civil rights. It's like that in a way, you know, when they went out and marched and everything, they didn't know if they were going to come back or not, but they stood up for what was right and what
exactly.
Changed.
Exactly. And that's what we have to do. We have to get out here and we have to stand for what is right. No, I'm not telling you, like the fireman said, I'm not telling you to kill the police, but I am telling you, you have to be prepared to defend yourself. I mean, literally, look, my little brother is on here. Hey, Kevin, he's watching live from Facebook. There's no way my little brother can't just, I'm not going to stand there and just watch you shoot my little brother and then I'm just going to start running around screaming and hollering. That ain't happening no more. That's not happening. So I'm going to need you, look, I'm not standing there and watch you shoot my son, my brother. No, and I know you like, well, then you're going to mess around and die. Well, no. Look, we need to change this so I don't have to take that risk. But I'm going to sacrifice some things. So if I have to lose, you know, some notoriety, if I have to lose a job, if I have to lose a position, if I have to lose some things at the rate of standing up for what's right, I'm going to do that. But I'm also saying we have to do this because we're about to be at a war. Now, we didn't heard some people take a stand, step out. So now we got to take it to the White House. We got to take it to the mayor's house. We got to take it to the state house. We have to take it there, y'all. So we need to start forming some trips. And we got to take it and we got to make them understand, look here, you're going to change some things. You're going to lock some of these clowns up that's killing. Or about to be at war because I'm just not going to sit here no more and let you be killing my people. You can't just be killing my son. You can't just be killing my brother. You just can't do this. Now, I was very humbled when my son died, and then almost three years later, I get this piece of paper saying that you're talking about you giving one of them charges for abusive language. My son never pulled the gun out on you. My son never fired a weapon. My son was surrendering. You not only shot him, not one round, you shot him 13 times. And then them dirty shot him in his back. So look, all these other parents who are losing their sons out here, I feel your pain. See, I'm not guessing what you're going through. I know what you're going through. So for the girlfriend sitting in a car, watch you shoot this man. She don't know whether he's living or dying, and he died. I know what you're going through. My son know exactly what you went through, young lady. Because he watched. He ran up on it, and then as he running on it, trying to help his brother, you got the nerve to put a gun and talk about you'll blow his head off. I understand. I feel the pain of every mother, every wife, every sister, every brother. And what's crazy is because it keeps happening, a rage, Yolalia, is forming in me. I got to constantly pray. I got to constantly seek God. Because I tried to be calm, prayerful, and humble. And I'm still trying to be that way, y'all. I'm trying to have a spirit like Job when his 12 sons and his 12 children were murdered, killed, or however. I'm trying to be humble. And God, if you don't help me, I can't see me. Can't see them getting away with this no more. It's too much. It's too many. And if we keep letting it happen, next thing I'll see is one of my brother's name going across there. My nephews. My grandson. Man, my friend's son. Your son, your cousin, your brother, our daddy. Look, all of you who, you know, you don't want to go out because you're talking about, well, if you go to the rally, they popping off. Look, ask for the spirit of discernment and know when to leave. But don't judge the ones who are popping off because they ain't got the mindset right now to stay peaceful. So what we got to do is we got to pray before. We got to pray during, and we got to pray afterwards for their minds to be humbled, for their minds to be regulated, for their minds to be in a state of calmness, for them to cry out to God. Don't judge them, y'all. Because everybody ain't at your level. Everybody not calm. You understand what I'm saying, Eulalia? Everybody's not calm enough. Everybody don't believe, everybody not serving God. Everybody don't have a relationship with God. That's another thing. Because 10 years ago, y'all, 10 years, Eulalia, if that had been 10 years ago when they my son my reaction would have been different, y'all. Because it was almost different in 2013.
Yeah, exactly.
And look, y'all, let me tell you, you got some black cops. Let me tell y'all, they're angry and they're trying to refrain from committing a crime. But yet when they and they got to run up on these white boys, they angry. It's taking everything out of them to uphold the law that they stand, uphold the oath that they took. I even believe some of them might just start pulling them over just because they're irritated, aggravated, upset, frustrated, mad. And no, we don't want to play tit for tat. We just want justice. Just like you give your people, we want justice. If we kill a white man, oh, it's going down. If we kill each other, y'all locking us up. So when you kill a black man, your ass got to get locked up too. That's right. You got to get locked up before something else crack off in your behind. Callers, look, call in at 516-595-8311. We're going to take a real quick break before we call bring this other caller on.
Gather round, witness the memoirs of 5-9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it?
Butterflies when you're pulling them over. We got more than butterflies now when we see the light. Caller, state your name and your profession.
What's going on? Sean Williams. I'm in marketing.
Sean Williams, the marketing director for Justice from A to Z. Thank you for calling in tonight. Sean, we're talking about the fact that we've talked, we've yelled, we've cried, we've marched, and our black males are still being murdered. Now what? It's time for action. What are your thoughts, sir?
I don't know, cause this I mean, I've said a few things on social media, and I've made a few comments and a few statements. And this is, of course, those who know me, and of course, you know, it's a real sensitive subject to me. But you're right. You know, we've marched. I made a post, and I said, you know, we protest. They hear us. You know, but, you know, you boycott their feelings. You
exactly.
Gotta hit them where it hurts. And if we can't be a feared people to make a stand and take a stand. Like the only way for us to get their attention, who was it? David Banner said it best, and I reposted what he said. There's only two options at this point, and we don't want the first of the two, but it's only two options at this point because this country was founded upon violence. It's either going to be violence or finance. It's the only way they're going to listen.
Exactly. Here's the thing, like Charlene stated, you know, they hear us, they see us. But they still not listening, and they're still not making any changes. But guess what?
They know it's going to blow over like everything else.
If we stop putting our money into them, if we start gathering around and putting our money into black-owned businesses, if we stop supporting their things, they will start feeding us. And not only that, because at this point, like he said, David Banner said, it's only two options. We really don't want... We don't want to have to be at war with the police. We don't. That's not what we're looking for. We respect your badge and your job. We respect you. But now you're disrespecting us. And look at here. You cannot expect for a man or a woman to respect you and not expect to get respect back. And so we don't want to be at war. But see, the United States of America has become so dirty, so crooked. I'm saying the United States of America is so crooked, dirty, greedy. That's why we have other countries that don't really want to be down with us. We've forgotten about God. We've decided to let everything die. We won't talk about we love the Lord with all our heart, but we only take bits and pieces out of the Bible to flow with. So we act like he don't matter. So we brought this on ourselves. The white man, and I ain't talking about the black-on-black crime, and I ain't talking about black murder. I'm talking about the white man because he thinks that this is going to be done away with. He thinks that he's really killing us off, but this thing is going to turn around. People, if you're listening, understand what I'm saying. It's going to turn around. It's really not our war. And the thing about it is, as I stated last night, these two shows are just a precept for what's coming tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock when King Gary Green, our board chairman, and Callie speak, get up on here, bring you some deep and thoughtful things, educate you, get your mind right. Here's the thing, y'all. When we come together and really start praying for God to stop them from killing our black men, his black children, his black kings that he placed on this earth, God is going to give us some direction. He's going to give us some instruction. The problem is some of y'all ain't going to be ready and willing to take it because you're worried about just you and yours. You're not wanting to get on the front line. You don't want to get on no line. You figure if you keep your mouth closed and you stay in your house, then no pride, you won't have no pride. Well, I'm here to let you know you're highly mistaken. You're incorrect because we all going to pay. We're going to pay if we do not stand for what's right. See, standing for what's right is what God has been telling us to do in the first place. And at this point, this is where the rubber meets the road. To our political arena, those of you who are up there and you know this is wrong, you better take a step back, go home, sit with your family, and make a decision. If you're going to change this thing around, or you're going to pay the consequence when all hell literally breaks loose. It's going to break loose if you don't make the laws change. If you don't change this, if you don't hold these officers accountable, this thing is about to change. And we see this from the Dallas shooting, killings of the police. People are losing their mind. When you get people scared, they don't respond. They react. And their reaction means that whoever is in my way, I got to stop them. Whoever is causing this issue, I have to stop them. This is not what we want. We want to live in the United States as peaceful and equal citizens, just like our white brothers and sisters do. We want our sons, our husbands, our fathers, our uncles, our nephews to be able to walk, to be able to ride and know that if they're pulled over, justice is going to be just. Pulled over knowing that if they ran a red light, they're going to get a ticket. Pulled over knowing that if they've been drinking, they're going to jail. That's what we want. We want fairness. We want you to be fair and just. And for those who are racist, who don't like blacks, get them out of the department. Get them out of your department. It's just like a bad teacher. when her behind or his behind do something wrong to one of those kids that's not right, be it molesting or be it snatching up somebody's child, abusing them, they're fired. Not no administrative leave with pay. They're fired. They're investigated. And they possibly may get some jail time. Y'all even gave people jail time for cheating on tests. Okay? But you want to let these suckers ride for murder? Are you serious, Eulalia? Are they serious?
They can't be. Because it's crazy. Some lady's horse got killed, and they gonna arrest the people for killing the horse. But nobody gets arrested in those times for killing us.
For killing a horse. Did
a
y'all
horse,
hear that?
Yeah.
Did y'all hear my call, my guess? A lady was arrested for killing a horse. Well, that means that you value a horse more than you do a black life.
It's crazy. And then, you know, today, I don't know if you are aware or not, because I know you were at the rally, but there are some other incidents where people shot police across the country today. There was about 5 other shootings today. I'm not sure what state they were in. I know one was in Georgia, but.
Okay, so I don't know if you all can hear my guests as well. I keep putting the phone down there for my live viewers so you can hear. And so she stated that there have been some more shootings, police, citizens shooting police since while I was at a rally. Okay, look, Mr. Williams, his phone got cut off, but he said, you know, he understands we need justice, but what he can't understand is why do we need justice? Well, it's simple. Because we've never been accepted. I can answer that for you. Because just like the Caucasian lady got on there and did the Facebook video breaking it down, and she probably, look, our white family, if they racist, if they don't stand with people, loving all people, she is doomed. She has no more family, okay? She's done for. And that's the risk we have to take. That's the sacrifices we have to make. And I told you, you are definitely a child of God because she took that stand, okay? As she stated, when they brought us over here, as they say, supposedly bringing us, and I don't let me get into the history of all this, but anyway, when they enslaved us, they didn't think nothing of us. See, what happened is black folk who got a little money, black people who then got bigger than life, they think they've arrived. That's what happened, Sean Williams. They never included us. We've never been included. One of the radio hosts said that you say black audience or audience. Audience means the white audience. When he had to check Wendy Williams' stupidity. Okay? When they have us, they have to identify who they're talking about because we're not included. The status quo of the United States of America. That's why. And we've allowed, look, we did some fighting, Martin Luther King and them, our forefathers, they did some fighting for us. They did. They brought us a long way. We came a long way. But for you uppity Negroes who thought we arrived and you think you've arrived because you got power and money, cross them. They ain't showed you enough through the through football and basketball players when they pull them over. Okay? We ain't arrived. Not in their eyes. Okay? So, to all of my listeners, all of my callers, I thank you. And I'm going to leave you with this tonight. It's time for you to make sacrifices It's time for you to get real for those who are Christians or who believe in God. Time for you to stop playing. Get your word and pray. But it's time for you to also believe that faith without works is dead. I can pray for a job, but if I sit in the house and don't go apply, I won't get one. Okay? You can pray for justice, but if you don't get out here, if you don't start doing something for real by force, as we stated, stop putting your money back into their pockets. If we don't come together as a united force, and I promise you, let me tell you, I don't know about every other state, but at this rally tonight, the white almost, I ain't saying they did, but they were so out there. You hear me? They were out there. Because to be honest, when I grew up here, I never knew what racism was. I ain't had no white people calling me out my name, and I ain't had no white people acting like I wasn't Jack. It was when I went outside of New Orleans that I found racism. Okay? And so it's been there. It ain't never left. Y'all want to act like it's gone. You need to be checking some of your white friends. You need to listen to your conversation real good, especially right now. I know a young lady, she done deleted some white friends who co-workers and all that because they talk, "Oh, lives matter." Girl, you lucky I ain't a cusser because I call you a name and tell you about all lives matter. Y'all lie. Lives don't matter. Not to y'all. All lives matter to me. All lives matter to Miss Hall. All lives matter to a whole lot of other black folks. And I ain't saying just blacks, y'all. Because there's some racist black cops out there who racist against their own blacks. That's them uppity Negroes. Uh-huh. That's what I called you. Let's form together for those of us who stand for what is right. Let's form together. Let's put our plan together. Let's go to these from the city councilmen all the way up if we got to go see Obama before he leave us. We got to go before judges, lawyers, whatever we got to do before we start going to war with the police. Let's educate ourselves and let's demand change. Let's keep our money in the black community. Patronize black-owned business. So what if you can't go buy a Gucci bag? Really? When you as die, you ain't taking that with you no way. Stop shopping at these white establishments. They need to feel us. If we don't count, then let's keep our money. We make it from you, but we ain't going to give it back to you. That's what we're not going to do. And for all the blacks who feel like, "I'm just going to stay out, I'm going to go to my house and I'll talk about it at home," your ass is soft. You're sorry too. Black businesses, as Mr. Williams said, treat your people right. I ain't telling you to give me no discount. I'm coming in there, whatever your price is, leave your price that way. Stop popping gum. Young ladies at the counter when I come in there. Treat me nice. Treat me fair. Treat me with respect. Get off your cell phones when we come into your black establishment. Let's treat each other like the kings and queens that we was created to be. And for those who not with us, then they all against us. But it's time for us to wise up. No matter what your status is in life, whether you are a millionaire, a billionaire, whether you are $100 wear or $50 wear, no matter what you are, it's time for us to come together, to stand together. So if you don't have to buy some nice $200 jeans, put them down for right now. You know what I'm saying? Let's take our money and let's keep it. If our lives don't matter, then you don't need our money. Really. Black people, wake up. It's real out here. It's real out here. And I'm telling you right now, change has to take place before I lose my mind. Because I have another son. They've already taken one. God, have mercy. They already took one, okay? I got nephews. I got a grandson. I got friends that are black males. My best friends have sons. My nephews have sons. I have male young men out there that I call sons and nephews. This game is over. Black people, stop sitting in your houses acting like you don't count. Try them and see. Stop acting like you better than us. Stop running your mouth, degrading each other. Let's come together. Stop acting as if it's their fault. Stop talking about if he wouldn't have did this, if he didn't, if he would have just be quiet, if he wouldn't have moved this way, if he didn't do that. If you just didn't kill him. If he should have just been the cop who he was supposed to be, then they would be alive. Ms. Hall, give us some closing remarks, please.
Okay. It's just still overwhelming to me, but we have got to take a stand and work together. And like you said, you can't sit up in your house. You can't. You know, if we want things changed, we have to get out in the streets. We have to get them to listen to us. And if the police would do what they were supposed to do, what they were sworn to do, which is to serve people and protect, not to kill and harm, that's one of the first steps.
First step, we need them to protect and serve, not to kill and harm, and we have to get out of our houses. Mr. Williams said we have to hit them what they understand, economics. So they'll feel it. Because if we don't get them with economics, then they're going to have to feel that fire back on them. And we really don't want that. We really don't. Y'all, let me tell you, I really don't. I prayed for the two officers, the black one and the white one, who murdered my son. I prayed for them. I prayed that they would get saved before the wrath of God get on them. And I prayed that they don't rest that night till they confess that they murdered my son. And who else? After I've done more research, one of them, this ain't his first go-round at this. But yet, Atlanta's so crooked. Those white boys, they're so dirty. They ran lawyers off of cases. And then the black ones, if you got the weapon, they're scared. Some of them. Okay? I've been down that line. And I've watched the video of my son many times. And I've asked God to reveal if there was something different that I didn't see revealed and he hadn't yet in this 3 years. He didn't pull no gun on nobody. I don't know what it's going to take for y'all to wake up out there. I really don't. But what I do know is you don't want it to be your son. The pain that I feel that the two young men who was just murdered, parents, wives are feeling, the pain that Trayvon, Eric Garner, the pain that all of them are feeling. These parents, is nothing compared to the pain you felt for grandma who died at 95. I hope y'all listening. Before we close this thing, we got to teach our young. We got to start having these conversations. We got to have some conversations to our young boys. My nephew was saying he was having this talk. Who would ever thought you're going to be now talking to your son and daughter about the police? Like, this can't be. I cannot be trying to put a B-Safe app on my grandson's little phone, my granddaughter's phone, talking about when the police come, hurry up and hit that button. Look, I'm going to the ATM, and I told my niece, they sit in the car, somebody run up on me because I ain't have my license weapon to carry on me because I didn't want to bring it to the rally in case, you know, they decide to start harassing us, and just because I got a gun, they won't shoot me because it was going to be you reach, I reach. Sure was. Unless the Lord came and snapped me out. So I left my weapon home. But I went to the ATM machine. And I told my goddaughter, I'm like, look, if y'all see somebody run, y'all come grab something, come help me. But don't call the police. You know why? Because, look, you trying to rob me. You ain't trying to kill me. I don't want you dead. I really don't. I won't whip your ass for trying to rob me. But I don't want you dead. You only need to die if you're trying to kill me. Self-defense. Okay? Thank you, Sean, for having the boys listening right now. Because you guys need to start listening to the positive male response, not just sometime, not just because this going on. We need to have them listening all the time. We need to, look, we're going to be doing a positive male response weekend for boys. Got great men who will be taking them and talking to them and teaching them some things, camping with them and doing some things. Parents, start listening for this. We get this thing together now, and we're going to be bringing this thing from state to state. You know, well, we're going to start with our common state that we are connected to, that Ernest Zayas Bryant was connected to. We're going to start with North Carolina, Fayetteville. We're going to come into Atlanta with this thing. We're going to try to do this thing in New Orleans, and we're going to keep going around. The show gonna continue on Saturday after Saturday after Saturday. Have your sons call in with their opinions while we're talking about the positive response for our black males. How we gotta rear them now. How we gotta prepare them now. Okay? We gotta make sure we're teaching them. And even our young ladies, listen, ladies, we're not obsolete in this thing, Layla. You know we not. Because any chance they get to rub on and pull us in the side and rape us and do this, if they dirty enough to kill our men, we already know what's trying to come next. But I tell y'all right now, we ain't having it. We ain't back in the day. Good God Almighty, these black women today, you ain't raping us and walking away. We ain't laying there and letting you take us and then feed you. You got to be out your mind. Think you're going to take my keys and you're going to enslave me and rape me and have my daughter and have my granddaughter. You got another thing. So I'm going to tell you white supremacists, y'all need to back up off of us. Because we listening. We see what you are about. And God forbid, if you run up on me on the wrong day, where I done ran out of this house and ain't did my devotion, I pray that I'm listening to the Holy Spirit like I try to do every day and all day. But I'm keeping it 100 with y'all. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. And sometimes my flesh rises. And any old good old Christian holier than thou who say they don't, you a liar anyway. God bless y'all. Justice from A to Z, positive male response, going to be coming to you live tomorrow at 11 a.m. with our board chairman, Gary Arnett Green, second, King Green, and Callie Payton from Callie Speak. Tune in. You're going to have a lot of black men coming on there, teaching, educating, empowering us. Because we got to educate ourselves before we just run out here and act a fool. We really do. And it hardens my heart to see so many black people who feel like not getting involved is the answer. You better get involved because you're going to need to call us when they're up on your behind. We're going to close this thing with prayer, because right about now I need the Lord to comfort me, because I just read that it was 4 killings this week. I heard a young man already was having some trouble going on in New Orleans, you know, just things on his heart and his mind, and then this flip off. He just decided it was no reason to live. He left a note for his family. What? You killing us, and you scaring our boys to feel like I need to just go ahead. I'd rather take my own life than for you to take it. Man. Ms. Hall, thank you so much for joining. It is always a pleasure. I'm going to end this live video. We thank you for listening. We pray God's blessings upon you and his protection. We pray that not only do you pray, but you hear him. We pray for those who are murdering our black men. We pray that they get a revelation. And God, we ask that you will stop them in their tracks. God, please don't allow them to continue to get away with this. For I know in the end, none of us getting away with nothing. But here on earth, Lord God, just asking that you would stop this, stop them from doing this, Lord God. Give our young men, give the men that you've given to us an opportunity in life. We know, Lord God, that we've all went wrong some way, somehow. But even they have went wrong in many ways too, Lord God. And we just asking, Lord God, that you guide us and lead us on the next steps to take. Lord God, that we can turn this situation around. But God, we don't want it to be a war on the police. We don't want to be out here killing our law enforcement officers and then innocent cops, you know, like Reginald Landry and Shelton Polk and, you know, many others die at the hand of this foolishness. God, we don't want that. Lord God, we want them to stand and serve our communities and protect because of the evil that roams the earth. But God, there's an evil that is overtaken and doing so much wrong. And it's targeting only one type of man, the black man. So God, we're asking right now that you hear our cry, Lord God, that you hear us and that you heal us and that you give us guidance and direction. Father God, for the young men who committed suicide in New Orleans, for the one who committed suicide in Atlanta, Lord God, please be with us. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you all. Have a good night. See you tomorrow. Ms. Hall, we're still live, Ms. Hall.
Okay.
We have about 18 to 15 minutes. Kind of hard. I don't know what possessed me, listeners, to do the live video from Facebook. I guess just wanted them to see what we have going on. But, you know, Eulalia, I know that God hears us. He sees all this. But I know that even as I study my word, I see that there had to be some action taking place. And so I really believe that we have to be listening, because I believe that he's going to give us some guidance and direction. And then I believe that God, you know, and my listeners, if you hear me and you think I'm wrong, I understand. But I believe that he's saying to us, there's a whole lot you guys could be doing. You're just not doing it.
Exactly.
We just not doing it. And so it's important for us to start doing it. You know, we have to. And we have to start having these deep conversations with our young men and our young women. And don't get me wrong, I've said, Ms. Hall, to many young men and women, like, you know, when you get pulled over, don't be giving them no beef. And this is before they just start mass murdering us. You know, we got some hotheads out there, we do. But we need to be prayerful for them, too. And we need to start, like Justice Reyes is doing, we're trying to reach them while they're young. And we really got to start getting back out there. I know we're in different states majorly now, but we have to take time, and at least in every state that we're in, take a day and go out there into the public and speak to our young people, even if you're doing it, you know, two of us in each state. This is something that we're going to have to do, because we got to still interact with our young people. We got to be able to give them something to tell them, look, this is some of the laws. You got to, you know, follow the law. But also, we got to make them understand that doesn't mean that you're going to live. But at least you'll die with integrity. You know, who wants to die because you act the fool? But, you know, hey, right now, it's like you dying trying to save your life. Or you trying to save your life. What is the conversation that we're going to have, Eulalia? What are we going to say to these kids?
I don't even know. I don't know what we're going to say to them because this is just so over the top right now what Jesus faces. Because if we tell, like when you were talking earlier, if we tell them to, you know, do what the police say or whatever, they can still get shot. You don't want them. And then everyone is angry. You know, I'm angry. I'm enraged, but thank God that I have, you know, the ability to pray and try to control my anger and ask God to help me because I might be somewhere doing something. You know what I mean? I'm so angry right now.
Right. Exactly. I totally understand what you mean because I feel like a crazy woman right now. Like, I'm mad enough to hurt somebody, and Lord, help me. I know this is not the right thing to do. But
exactly. That's
the state of confusion that we're in right now, you know? And so you just have to be prayerful. You have to be prayerful. But we also have to, act. And so once again, I thank you for joining me tonight, listeners. I know most of you went, I did the live feed, so a lot of you didn't call in, and that's understandable, but I thank you for at least checking out the live feed. I just want to, you know, say to all of those who are taking the stand, we thank you. May God bless you and cover you and your family. And anybody that you lose along this journey, well, they wasn't worth having. Because if you're standing for what's right, that should make them open their eyes. There is no in-between, no opinion on what's right and what's wrong. And what's wrong in the United States is America. In America, is that the laws and the policies are put in place, and they're to harm us. And we have to make those things change. We have to turn that around. And that's why it's important that some of us really start getting into the political arena, but don't lose our mind when we get there. Let's not do like some of the politicians have done. They get up there and they forgot where they came from. They forgot who they are. They didn't forget. They just don't want to be who they are. You know, Miss Hall, I was saying to a young lady today, it really amazed me how people are, I want to send my child to a predominantly white school. Like, what makes you think white makes your child better? So in other words, you're degrading your own skin, your own race, your own ethnicity. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You got to make sure your child go into a predominantly white school instead of you being a more involved parent in the black school and making sure that things go right and teaching your child that, guess what? You have to want it and you got to get it. No teacher can stop you from getting an education. Like, so this is what we're warring against with ourselves, with our own people. Like, you don't even want to be black. And don't get me wrong, some of the behavior aggravates me, but a whole lot of behavior of white people aggravate me too. Being major drug laws, embezzling money. See, they do those high-end crimes, but we want to act like those don't count.
Oh, they count.
Yeah, they definitely count. Well, Ms. Hall, it's been great. I truly thank you. I thank all of my listeners. I thank y'all for being a part. I thank all of those who went out to rally. I thank you for standing and not allowing, yeah, because somebody may shoot a police to stop you from going out there. Because we have to continue to show our presence. And listeners, please, please, let's hit them economically, because that's where it hurts them. I saw a post about Chick-fil-A. Good old Chick-fil-A, I really used to like you, but since the owner, the man who created it died, it's like y'all done lost your mind. So y'all standing against us and standing for cops killing black people, so you won't ever get a dime of my money again. Just
what?
Get out of here. Yep, go read about it. Call us, and if I'm incorrect with the information I received, please, someone let me know. My number is 447-318-860. Please call me and let me know. But Ms. Hall, you are a researcher. Go research it. Yeah, they want some type of t-shirts and all that too. So, yeah. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. Let's fight from a place of victory. Let's not sit quiet. Let's not sit still. Black men are dying. Black lives matter. I'm not African American. I'm black. Black lives matter. I'm not concerned with all lives matter, because that's a lie. If all lives matter, then black men would not be being murdered at the hands of dirty, racist cops, police officers who swore an oath to protect and serve. I pray for those officers who stand for what is right. I pray your covering and your protection. But I also pray that you take a stand and not silence yourself. I know you have bills to pay. I know you have families to take care of. But you have to take a stand, because what's going to happen when they kill your son? God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. This has been Justice from A to Z, Positive Male Response Movement Show. We thank you, and we'll be back on tomorrow. Check us out at www.a2vaus.com. Good night.